Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thank you very much for the patience of Don Shockley, who's joining us now, the head coach of the Oregon State women's golf team. They have qualified for the NCAA National Championship Tournament next week down in Scottsdale, joining us, I'm assuming, in Corvallis back home. But, Don, congratulations to your team. What an accomplishment. I know you've been working at it now, sixth year as the head coach. They keep knocking on the door, getting to regionals, but a breakout performance for this group. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Yeah, excited. It's finally here. It finally happened.
Well, and it's a long time coming. And for you, for a little background, you were quite a successful individual player at Denver University, three-time conference player of the year, getting to NCAA tournaments, leading that DU program that had some big finishes, spent some time on the Epson Tour, the Ladies European Tour. You caddied for a while on the LPGA Tour. What was it about all of those experiences that led you to want to come back and coach at the collegiate level?
Well, you know, I think my college days, just that was a blast. You know, I think having a group of friends and your teammates to accomplish those goals was something that I'll never forget. And being a part of the team is unique and it's special. And so when you get to do that, it makes you want more of it. So I always knew I wanted to get into coaching. So obviously having had success in college with my teammates made me want to come out and, you know, do that within a program and lead it. So on tour, it's lonely. It's a different world. And so coming back into a team atmosphere has been a blast. So, you know, I think each step of the way has taught me a lot of things about it. But ultimately coming back to coach college golf is what I wanted to do.
How, even in the time since you graduated from Denver, went, tried to get out there on the professional tours and have come back, how different is the collegiate golf game and experience from when you played as to what it is now coaching?
Yeah, it's all different. It's different the last 3 years with what it was when I started. So obviously from when I played, it's a little bit different. But at the end of the day, it's golf, right? And you've got the scoring is the same. National championship's a little bit different these days, but ultimately it's still golf. But college athletics in general has changed a bit. So I think just adapting to that and continuing to kind of move with the times is, I think, part of this, the key to success, you know, meeting the generations where they're at. Coaching them is different, and it's got its challenges, and I think you just got to work with that.
Well, let's talk about your team. I've had the pleasure of chatting a few times with Ellie Slama, who played for you in some previous years out here. She's qualified for the LPGA tournament in Portland a couple of times and just absolutely delightful. She played for you down there. But this team coming in, you were ninth seeded in your regional, obviously Oregon, the second seed, the Pac-12 loaded again. So the Beavers kind of flying under the radar, but what was it about this timing peaking all at the right time for your group that allowed them to play so well out in Illinois?
You know, I think we had said to them the whole time that, you know, ultimately we had not played well all in the same tournament at once. You know, we have the talent, but you know, someone would shoot 80 and another person 69, and we couldn't quite get it done on the same day. So we knew it was possible with this group. We just had to be all on the same day, and they chose a really good week to get it done. So, again, I think part of that is we got to keep growing. We got to keep building, and you never know what's going to happen. You know, my message to them going into the postseason was it's a whole new season. It doesn't matter what we're ranked and what anybody else is ranked. We just got to go out there and be ourselves and see what happens and have some fun doing it.
Well, and that's such the nature of golf itself on any given week, as long as you've got, you know, the necessary tools. And if you can get your mind in the right place and understand the course a little bit, Chase Gomez, Kira Lee, Amanda Minnie, are the players there that, you've got at the top of the list. How do you describe your team, the players among them? Probably not household names. Obviously, everybody's heard of Rojang down at Stanford. We saw a couple of the Ducks players play at the Augusta Women's National. But mm-hmm. players might be a little bit under the radar. What sort of players do you have? What are their games like? And how will they fare, do you think, going down to Scottsdale this week?
Yeah, you know, I think that's just kind of who we are. I think when Kelly and I came in and took over this program, it was to develop them. And so you're never going to get the top dog. But what we like to do is develop them into being great players, you know, that are passionate about Oregon State. And they're not coming here for, you know, NIL money and all that kind of stuff. They want to play golf and play for us. So I say we've got the gritty kids that believe in what we're doing. They're talented, right? All of them, each individual one, has their own different talents. You know, Amanda Minnie, this is her sixth year. Feels like we call her grandma. She's been here forever. And this is her first regional that she's even played in. She had broke her wrist. She's out with an injury for 2 years. She had COVID. We had LSU happen. And so for her to actually get to play in her first regional event and then get it done is pretty cool. So I think just culturally, it's about, you know, we do have a lot of fun. I truly mean that. I think if anyone came out and watched us, they would think that. But we just get to business at practice, have some fun, and that's what we create. But we're going to have developmental players, as I call them. And when you are developing players, they're going to have their highs and they're going to have their lows. So consistency is what we've got to get to as a program, obviously. But, man, I couldn't be more proud of them now. And they'll be ready. You know, they handled the nerves. Honestly, regionals is probably the nerviest event of the year because, you know, if you don't play well, your season's over. So I hope that they, you know, we've sent that message that that's the toughest part. And now we just got to go continue doing what we're doing, having some fun. And I said, no one expects us to do well, but we know we can. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's kind of a fun place to be. One of four Pac-12 teams that have qualified. All the pressure. Stanford, the defending champion. Southern Cal's got quite a tradition as well. Arizona's had their time in the sun. But at Oregon State, obviously being a northern school, weather an issue. It's not, you know, just year round whenever you want to go out there the way it is in other parts of the country. So do you have to recruit maybe from different places in the country internationally? Obviously, players from Sweden, from the Netherlands on your team this year. Are there places mm-hmm. you don't even bother to recruit? Not worry about it because of the weather up here in Corvallis at times?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we're going to have a really hard time getting kids from Arizona, Texas, Florida to come out to the Northwest because they think it's just a rainforest all year round. So our international kids, it's definitely, I wouldn't say it's necessarily weather. You know, we get asked the question about weather a lot. And we use the weather as a recruiting tool in a way. If you can play in the weather, you can play anywhere, right? It creates toughness. It builds some toughness in there. We've had a crappy winter all winter. And I think that builds some internal toughness. Getting up and practicing every day in the rain and the wet gets old. But, you know, we do talk about it as a character builder. So I think recruiting wise, it's more of who fits into our cultures and our values and things like that. And are they going to mesh with us more than is the weather? If you're concerned about the weather, this ain't the place for you. So we don't hide it. We don't, it's not a concern. And shoot, we all get sick of it, right? But at the end of the day,
no question.
Days like today make it worth it, right?
That it is. Get that roll. We all need that roll. Don Shockley, our guest, the Oregon State women's golf coach. As far as, and it's interesting because you mentioned earlier how lonely it can be out there trying to make it on a professional tour, either as a player, as a caddy. But golf is such an individual sport, similar to gymnastics, to track and field, to tennis, yet coaching a team aspect very different than being a football or a basketball coach, where the success of the team is this intricacy of how everybody comes and works together. How do you go about balancing working with individuals and yet making a team aspect, and how does the team aspect kind of support everybody and help the individuals?
You know, I think we do coach it in a very individualistic way. Our practices are pretty much catered to each individual. We will obviously have some team competitions and certain things like that, but you do have to treat them as an individual, and what each person needs to work on is going to be different, right, in going into different tournaments, what that looks like. So the team piece comes from the travel, right? The team piece comes from having a goal and knowing that what you do impacts your team. And so we had that conversation with them at regionals, is that, hey, you know, there's times you can't be thinking about yourself. You got to think about your team, because you can get in playing and struggling a bit, and then all of a sudden you're worried about yourself. But in theory, we got to think about the team. So I think a lot of the dynamic of a team piece comes from travel and dinner and those things. And then once they get out on the golf course, they've just got to be very mindful on, you know, what they're doing does impact their teammates. So keep it together, stay out of your head. But yeah, as far as it goes, as far as practice and things like that, it's pretty individualized because they're all very different.
Well, play starts on Friday, May 19th, Greyhawk Golf Club in Scottsdale. How familiar with the course are you and your teammates? And what do you think, how does the course fit your team and your players and the ability to possibly get to the team match play quarterfinals later on in the week?
Yeah, as far as the golf course, none of us have seen it. You know, John Rehorn, the men's coach, has been there. I've got some friends, and obviously picking their brain. You know, it's very similar to in basketball. If you haven't played a team, you watch film and, you know, do your homework. So that's what Kelly and I have been doing, and we'll get them prepped the best that we can. And again, I think our message is just to continue to have fun. At the end of the day, it's golf courses or golf courses. You can plan for it, and the weather can change, the wind can change, different things can happen. So it's more about teaching them and helping them stay present in the process of all of this, and knowing, you know, how far your club's going, how far are they landing, those kinds of things. Because other than that, things will change. So at this point, we just, you know, get them prepped the best we can and then go down there and have some fun.
Well, I think, having fun shooting 11 under as a team, as you did in the second round of the regional. So make things better, too. We wish you the best of luck. Golf Channel will have coverage of the event throughout the weekend. And then hopefully Oregon State, we could see them maybe do something they haven't ever done before, just their second trip to the NCAA Championship Tournament. Don Shockley, head coach of the OSU Women's Golf Program, thank you so much for taking a few minutes for us. Congratulations on getting them there, and best of luck next week in Arizona.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. Go Beavs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.